As Pastor Grant said, my name is Fred Haberland, and I'm from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And I am simply humbled to be here today. God is amazing and so good, and I am so thankful to open the Word with you this morning. So that's what we're going to do, and I encourage you to follow along. We're going to be in Ephesians chapter 2. That is where we're going to start. Anytime anybody is preaching or teaching to you, you need to be in the Word with them and engaged in the Word. Be sure it is the Word of God that is coming to you. So while you're finding your way to Ephesians, let me introduce myself a bit. First of all, I want to thank you all here for having me and Pastor Grant. I was saved a little over 30 years ago, and the first church I ever stepped foot in, get that, the first church I ever stepped foot in other than a wedding or a funeral was Brown Deer Baptist Church, and Pastor Grant was the pastor there. He is the first man to ever pray with me. He baptized me. He joined my wife, Renee, and I together in wedlock. And more than anything else, he pointed me to a walk with Christ. Central Parkway Baptist Church is blessed to have him. Secondly, the reason Titus and I am here today, the reasons are similar, but they're a little bit different. Let me share this quickly. Last summer, another pastor from Liberia visited us, and his name was Emmanuel Jonah. And his parents are the founders of an orphanage there called the Betty Jonah Orphanage. And as Emmanuel was sharing his heart on the needs of the orphanage, he explained that they were also building a clinic, a medical clinic, and they were in need of medical supplies. And then he said the word. He said, they need a nurse to help set up the clinic. And my wife is a nurse. And she was sitting next to me, and I could just feel her heart melt. And at that very moment, I knew we were going to Africa. So God is leading 11 of us to Liberia, Africa, for 13 days. There we'll be serving the church with some leadership training. We'll be serving in two orphanages, and we will actually be in the clinic also setting up. And Titus, he's a young pastor in Liberia, and his denomination is some 50,000 strong. And God has given Titus a burden for the pure gospel, for loving God. And his passion is to get as much education on sound doctrine as he can and then train people there to help lead so that the pure gospel is coming forth to the Liberian people. So God has united Titus with Country Bible Church to help get him some training and get him connected. So then, this is flip-flopped for me. And I used to sit there when somebody would come that's going on a missionary, and I would say, well, tell us what you really want. You want money, right? And I have to tell you, I like to think of myself as upright and sincere. Not upright, upfront and sincere. Do I want you to pray for this ministry? Absolutely. Have I prayed for God to give you a heart to give financially to this ministry? Yes, I have. But I have to tell you, in my heart of hearts, I'm here because I desire to share the word of God with you. Amen. I love God. Yes. And I love his word. And I love my brothers and sisters in Christ. It is my sincere longing for you to have faith in the word of God and in his power. I have prayed for God to use me to serve you today. More than anything else, I desire for you to experience more of Christ and to enjoy your journey with God that is filled with his peace and joy. Let's pray together. Father, I am so thankful and amazed by you. This is an amazing day, Lord, and I pray now that you fill me with your Spirit, Father, and that your word comes forth in power. And Father, that your Holy Spirit teaches all of us your word today, the truths, Father, that will transform our minds and conform us more to the image of your Son. So I pray you do a mighty work today. And at the end of this day, Father, we walk away praising and thanking you for the love we have in you in Christ. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message today is Enjoy the Journey. Let's start with some historical perspective. There was eternity past, and then God created the world, and he created us. And then man sinned, and then God chose a certain people, Israel, to walk with him. And then came the cross of Christ and the new covenant in the blood. And that's the time we're in right now, where God is using his people to be ambassadors of reconciliation to him through faith in Christ. And then Christ will come again, and we will be with him in eternity. So what does that have to do with us? In this life right now, in the bodies we have right now, in our current life and our current bodies, we are being called by God to a purpose. So turn to Ephesians 2 with me, starting in verse 8, and if you're not already there. So what is our purpose? What is our purpose? And the short and important answer always is to glorify God. Ultimately, we are here to glorify God. But what is our purpose? Ephesians 2, chapter verse 8 through 10. This is the word of God, and this is a familiar passage to us. Verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for what? For good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Our purpose is working for God. We were created for work. And not only work, but good work. And not only good work, but good work that was prepared beforehand. Walking with God is working for God. What is our work? What is our primary work? And I want to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And we'll see what that is. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we'll start in verse 17. What is our primary work? This is the word of God, 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Let's pause here a moment. This message is for believers. Those that have faith in Christ and Christ alone. Those that are born again and have the Holy Spirit of God indwelling them. Those that call God their Father. This message is for those in Christ, because in Christ we are a new creation. And in Christ there is something going on in us. Because in Christ, as a new creation, we now have a purpose. Let's see our purpose. Verse 18. All of this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Our occupation is ambassador. We are ambassadors for Christ. This is not our home. We are in a foreign and hostile land. We are ambassadors for the living God of creation. We are to make God's appeal. God's appeal. Are you getting that? Do we get that? God is making his appeal through us. We implore people on the behalf of Christ to be reconciled to the living God. It is not our appeal. It is God's appeal. For you unbelievers that may be here and hearing my voice right now, put your faith in Christ and him alone and what he did on the cross for you. I appeal to you from the living God of creation, be reconciled to God. Be reconciled to God. Can you think of or even imagine a greater work? Can you think of or imagine a greater privilege than to be God's ambassadors of reconciliation to Him? It's no wonder Paul calls it good works. And consider this. We only get one shot at being God's ambassadors in this land, at proclaiming the name of Christ to this lost world. We only get one shot at being ministers of reconciliation to the God of creation. We only get one shot at glorifying God on this earth. What could possibly be more important to us than this? What are we doing with the resources that God has given us? What are we doing with the time that God has given us? What are we doing with the power of the gospel that God has given to us? Brothers and sisters, it's time to get to work. It is time to get to work. The title of this message is Enjoy the Journey. What could be more joyful than to be God's ambassadors? And this is where God led me to split up the message. We are looking at enjoying the journey, and in this early service, we're going to look at enjoying the journey together as a body, and that will answer the question why I am here in Orlando. In the second service, we're going to look at enjoying the journey individually, and we're going to look at why I'm personally going to Liberia. If you have time, please consider staying for the second service. I would love to share more of God's word to you. So the question then becomes, in this message, what does God want us to do together? It is very simple. It really is simple. God wants us to be united in love. God wants us to be united in Him, in Christ. And God wants us, and He commands us, to love one another. Turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 13. God commands us to love one another. As we're looking in John chapter 13, Judas had just been revealed as the betrayer, and the beginning of this part of the passage is referring to Judas leaving. John 13, 31, this is the word of God. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so I now also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." God gives us a new command to love one another. Sometimes I wonder if we really get this. Do we love? Do we love? Do you love God? Do you love me? Do you love the person you're sitting next to? Do you love the person you avoided sitting next to today? Do you love your brothers and sisters in Christ? Do you have a Holy Spirit longing in you to love? We can't answer that question in our minds or in our hearts unless we understand what true love is. Look back at the standard of love God puts with this command. Verse 34. "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another." How? Jesus, how are we supposed to love one another? "Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another." Keep your fingers here and turn quickly to 1 John chapter 3. Or just listen. Just in case we are not clear on this, we're going to take a look at what John has to say. In order for us to know if we are loving, we need to know the depth and definition of love God is speaking of here. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. This is the word of God. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. Brothers and sisters, this is God defining love. Jesus is coming, revealed God's love for us. Jesus' life and death defines God's love for us. Don't pick up a dictionary to look up love. Don't ask Dr. Phil or Dear Abby what love is. God defined it by a divine act of love. Love was established by God. Love was revealed by God. And love will forever be sealed by God. This is the absolute truth of love. The laying down of Jesus' life for us. The torture, crucifixion, and death of Christ on the cross will forever be the reality of love. So I ask you again, do you love? Thus saith the Lord, I laid down my life for you. You ought to lay down your lives for each other. Do we love? Flip back to the Gospel of 13, and we'll end with the reason we are to love each other. Look at verse 35. What happens when we love one another? John 13, 35. By this all people know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Jesus says, when you love one another, then all people know you are my disciples. So what does this have to do with being ambassadors for Christ and our ministry of reconciliation to God? We must do it together. We must do it together. We're going to finish with the prayer of Jesus to his Father. Flip forward a few chapters to 17. This is the prayer of Jesus to the Father. This is God praying to God. This is God the Son praying to God the Father. And we can expect that this is being answered. We're going to start in verse 20. And in verse 20, we will see right away that this is for us. Verse 20, this is the word of God. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and love them even as you have loved me. God wants us to be united. God wants us to love each other. And here we can see three reasons why. Look back at verse 21. That they may all be one just as you, Father, are in me and I in you. Why? So that the world may believe that you sent me. So the world may believe that the Father sent Jesus. Look at verse 23 for the other two reasons. Verse 23, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one. Why? So that the world may know that you sent me. And why? So the world may know you love them as you love me. Oh, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, listen now. Why am I here today? Brothers and sisters of Central Parkway Baptist Church, when the world sees us united in love, they see Jesus. When we are praying in Orlando, Florida, and we are praying in Wallace, Michigan, and we are praying in Monrovia, Niekepa, Liberia, Africa, when we are united and praying together, when we are supporting each other and we are united in love of Christ for each other, that's when the world knows and believes that God sent Jesus. And that is when the world knows that God loves us just as he loved his Son. I'm here today because people need to know. They need to know. I just want people to know and believe that God sent Jesus. I want people to know and believe that God loves me just as he loved his only Son. And I'm here today for those of you that have the same desire. I'm here to share the journey and enjoy the journey with you. And in the name of Christ and for his glory, I'm here. Let's pray together. Father, you have given us an amazing purpose. What could we possibly think of or imagine that would be more exciting and more important than to serve as your ambassadors, to tell people about Christ and to be reconcilers to you, to a lost world? This is unbelievable, Father. The God of creation has us serving in this way. So, Father, I pray that the truth of your word that we looked at today will move our hearts, Father, that your spirit will move within us, and that, Father, that most of all, we would love you more, and Father, by your power and grace, that we would love each other more, that the world may see Christ in us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.